You're listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Paul Garwood. To mark the International Day for Disaster Reduction, we look at why hospitals must be ready to provide healthcare in times of crisis. The earthquakes, cyclones, and tsunamis that struck the Asia and Pacific regions in recent weeks destroyed or damaged over 300 health facilities, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without adequate health care in the immediate wake of these tragedies. On 30 September, an earthquake measuring 7.6 on the Richter scale hit off the Indonesian island of Sumatra. Among the casualties was one of the two buildings at the main hospital in the city of Padang, which collapsed, cutting off vital health services at the worst possible time. WHO Indonesia Emergency and Humanitarian Staff Member Dr. Vijay Nath describes what he saw.
The outpatient department and the screening department, the whole building went down. So half of the functionality of the provincial hospital, which is also a teaching hospital, is gone.
WHO teams were on the ground in Sumatra helping to coordinate relief work, assessing the damage to the health system and organising emergency medical care. Dr. Vijay Nath explains.
With the international organizations, we try our best to mobilize so that where the health staff are struggling, challenging with the emergency phase of managing, they fill the gaps of mobilizing. So we have mobile clinics. We have set up field hospitals where the hospital is damaged, including in Padang.
WHO has teamed up with the UN International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, as well as the World Bank, to ensure healthcare is available during emergencies. The three agencies have worked on the Hospitals Safe from Disasters initiative, which is the theme of the World Disaster Reduction Campaign that ends on 14 October. Much has been achieved in the past 2 years. Global awareness is high about the need to protect health in disasters. A thematic platform on disaster risk reduction in health brings together world experts on what best to do to safeguard health from emergencies. Many countries are assessing their hospitals and clinics to see if they are safe from disasters. Jonathan Abrahams works for WHO's Health Action and Crises Cluster. He tells us what governments can do to prepare for disasters.
Assessment is important for existing health facilities, but also action needs to be taken in the design and planning phase for new health facilities wherever they are being built. Staff need to be trained for their role in emergencies, and they also need to exercise those plans so that when the emergency does occur, they have practiced their role in providing the necessary care and support to the community.
WHO has introduced a simple evaluation guideline currently implemented in hospitals in the Americas region called the Safe Hospital Index. It enables health facilities to evaluate their safety and probability of withstanding a disaster. Dr. Jean-Luc Poncelet explains how this works.
What they have done in Mexico in the social security system is to make an inventory of all the facilities and apply the hospital safety index, the one developed by WHO, in order to know which hospitals are in category A, B, or C, A be the better of the hospitals. So let's have a map of how many hospitals will resist to the next earthquake in Mexico, for example.
Jet Li, a WHO Goodwill Ambassador, personally experienced the Southeast Asian tsunami in the Maldives, last year's earthquake in Sichuan, and this year's Typhoon Morakot in Taiwan. He witnessed firsthand the breakdown on healthcare when hospitals fail in emergencies.
In the last 100 years, we have overexploited our planet's resources, causing many of today's natural disasters. Earthquakes, storms, and flooding are becoming more and more common. So I'm appealing to all governments and cities to build hospitals safe, so that they are able to withstand earthquakes, tsunamis, and other types of environmental challenges. This way, we are able to protect and save lives.
If you would like more information about WHO's work in making hospitals safer or the World Disaster Reduction Campaign, please see the links published on the transcript page of this podcast. Now that's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments on our podcast or have any suggestions for future health topics, drop us a line. Our email address is podcast@who.int. For the World Health Organization, this is Paul Garwood in Geneva.